There's something about sports that drives otherwise normal people to paint their faces, sit for hours on frigid bleachers, and devoutly memorize statistics. In the Midwest, that kind of fervor isn't limited to professional or college teams. It's also lavished on high school sports. Today's Prairie Diary comes from an athlete at Labette County High School in southeastern Kansas, just across the Oklahoma border. He's trying to live up to his family's legacy of athletic achievement and the inspiration of his immigrant grandfather.
Ready? Begin!
One, two, three, four.
I'm Matthew Jose Ibarra. I am known for being a smart jock. Depending on your mindset, that might be considered an oxymoron. Living in the small hick town of Altamont, Kansas, sports are really our only way of expressing ourselves. This is my senior year and I'm the starting quarterback.
I mean, it is intense because the crowd is so much larger, so much louder. It gives you a sense of, oh, we actually made it somewhere. Monday night football, almost.
Give you an idea of how many people are here tonight. They've got cars parked on the low water bridge. They better move them, otherwise they'll impound them.
That's right.
We draw from the surrounding area. Everybody that lives out in the country comes and watches. This is a big social gathering, and there's so much alumni support for this program. It's more of a sense of community than Christmas tree lighting or the Flag Day parade.
Wybera, quick hitter to Webster. Webster into the secondary, and he's going to have a first down for the Grizzlies out over the 35.
I feel pressure a lot as a quarterback here at Labette County, just from the people in the stands, from the people you see every day, the administrators at the school, just because we're a winning football program now. We started the season by giving the opposing team 14 points in the first 2 minutes of the game. There was a lot of opposition by our own fans just because, oh, well, that's not how Grizzlies play football. That's just not how it's done.
My name is Jesse Ibarra. Matthew's my middle son. I have three sons. I'm the athletic director at Labette County High School, and I've coached Matthew, and at times it's been very rewarding. At other times, in fact, I'd say the majority of the time, I feel like it's created a lot of pressure because you could just tell from his body language how well he wanted to do. And it always concerned me that, did he want to do that well for me or for him? And we have ridden the roller coaster ride of that relationship of me probably having higher and more stringent expectations than I would the average student athlete that I run across.
My relationship with my father is so much better now. We really have become a lot closer. But for a long time, I didn't know how I could live up to expectations that he had set and expectations that I set for myself. I've wrestled since I was 4 or 5, and I was horrible at wrestling for a long time. I just felt really down. I had really bad posture. I remember that. I would slouch walking down the hallway, but by sticking with it, I started to win, and my main thing was, oh, I want to be as good as my brother. I want to be better than my brother. I want my dad to be proud of me, my grandpa to be proud of me.
Matthew's grandfather came to this country to give them the opportunity, and I think they feel really indebted to him. My father grew up in Saltillo, Mexico. He immigrated to this country legally, and he worked hard labor jobs, mainly with the railroad. His spirit is alive in the boys and the fact that my oldest son's at MIT, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Not that there's anything wrong with the universities in this area, but they feel like they need to stretch their legs a little farther than that for the family to transcend.
Welcome back to Lucas Field in Altamont. The Grizzlies will start on their own 20-yard line first.
This is Matt again, and the legacy in my own family here at the school, my dad was a high school sports star, and everyone I talked to said, you're very lucky, Matt. The genes that you got from him, you should be all state running back just because my father was an outstanding running back. He was an animal, I guess.
I know Matthew hears some things from other people. Well, you know, I remember when your dad played and he could do this and he was good at that. And I'd like to think that I'm mature and old enough now to say truly to him, say, Matthew, you know, I don't think that I'm the athlete that you are. And that people's memories get clouded sometimes. And Matthew and I have talked a lot about how sometimes we hear classmates' parents tell them, high school, those are the best years of my life. But that's just the true beginning I think it's very sad for someone to say, you know, that was the pinnacle of my whole life.
Ibarra back to throw. Has some time now under pressure. Sets up throws. That one's going to be deflected and caught by Labette County's Brinkman.
This is the pinnacle of my high school career. I'm quarterback on the varsity football team. There's no other higher level. And next year, it's going to be different in the fall on Friday nights. What am I going to do with that time? I'm not really expecting to play sports in college. I don't think I would be able to spend as much time on academics, which is what I was taught was most important. And so I have been looking Ivy League. Here at Labette, my brother went to MIT. We had a kid in the 60s or 70s go to Harvard. That's about it. It's almost an obligation for me now to just see what I can do out in the rest of the world instead of just Kansas.
Matt Ibarra's diary is at npr.org. Next week's Prairie Diary is from Aretha Rooty. She's 83 years old. She's spent her whole life within a few miles of the town where she was born, and her weekly newspaper column is a must-read in Marshall County, Kansas.
I never missed a deadline, but they all question my spelling, and rightfully so. But it isn't that I can't spell, it's that my typewriter can't spell.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Vaught Edwards.